Good morning, afternoon, evening, whatever applies to you guys. This is DJ for 35mm to Life and my amazing co-host, Mike.
Hi.
And we have a special guest appearance here from one of our favorite friend photographer neighborhood Spider-Man, Callie.
Heyo.
Heyo.
Of Callie Captures. I'll make sure to add your social media in there so
that's
people
the one.
Can see it.
That's Callie Captures. Captures with a K.
That's the kind of environment that we're all trying to build here is a helpful for each other, photographers, all that kind of stuff.
Heyo.
So this is the first episode inside this new space.
Which may look a little different than DJ's...
My dining room.
Dining room.
Super fancy dining
leveling
room, okay?
Up.
Leveling it a little bit.
It actually looked pretty good when the video actually comes out.
Yeah.
That's true. Not terrible. I mean, my background was ass. But you had a blue, nice, nicely lit background.
I still don't understand why you were so much darker, though, than I was. Like, it's just so confusing.
It's my skin tone.
Oh, well, that's...
Brown jokes.
Yeah, see, I can't
I'm not going to do that.
I can't say that. We can't say that. We can't. We're not allowed to say that.
Yeah, no.
Exactly.
I'll be here. Let me sip my literal tea.
That's the tea. Gosh, we're having a fun time.
So,
first guest to new
quick.
Studio space. We're doing it big time now.
I'm so excited. Thanks for having me, guys.
So while I was looking up the stuff from some of the future guests that we're gonna have, I found a very interesting photo of a certain somebody.
We're starting this quick.
That links. Yeah. No. Right. Band-aid off.
No, I'm not supposed to not see it.
So, so I found this. So, it's actually on a video. You're in this video for, like, 2 seconds. And I immediately recognize you because your smile, like, it's a very signature of you.
Signature Callie smile.
Signature Callie smile. Callie's captures, Callie smiles, okay? And so you're in there twice, both very, very short. And I saw it the first time. I was like, that's not her. And then the video kept going. And then I saw this. And I was like, oh, it is her. I watched it again and then screenshot it.
Oh, my.
So
Atlanta.
One of his friends, Bryce,
yeah,
BB
boy.
Images, right?
BB Images.
17 years old. Amazing dude.
Yeah. No, I'm totally love him.
Yeah. I found
hey,
your.
That is me. That's the one.
That's lit. Oh, yeah.
So,
that was a morning. I literally picked Bryce up at like 5 a.m. Yeah. And we had a sunrise shoot in Tahoe. And it was obviously
so
epic.
Look at that smile.
Oh.
Like how pure, it's pure.
It's better than ours, that's for sure.
Everyone's beautiful in their own way.
Yeah, in their own way.
Yeah, so it was a beautiful, this is our first time actually meeting in person.
I know.
So finally, so nice to put a face to the images I see online.
All the Instagram vids.
Me and Callie have been besties for like a year.
But I have to make the best first impressions, right? So I get out of my car, coming into the studio, and I'm like, I reach for my coffee cup. I jump out the car. The lid pops off. Coffee spills everywhere. I'm like, damn it. Do I have time to go home? Nope, I do not have time to go home. I'm just going to have to deal with coffee-stained pants and shoes. And Callie was nice enough to try to get coffee out of my white jacket.
Did my best.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, except
not
you were waddling around like a penguin. So
I was.
That was pretty fun.
I'm so sticky. This is not the first impression I was hoping for. Hi, I'm sticky.
It was like coffee from like everywhere. It was like on the shirt, all the way down to the pants, everywhere.
Brutal.
And the shoes? Not the shoes.
Not the shoes.
Nikes.
Not the Nikes.
Goodness.
Not the brutal. Nikes and the sweater, which you really did try to take. Mm-hmm. You tried to. I spilled the coffee, unfortunately. And Callie was like, hold my beer. I got this. Except it wasn't beer, it was
hold
tea.
My tea.
And she took it into the bathroom to do some like secret ninja warrior something to get
it's
it.
It's pretty good.
And so we're in here setting up, and like 2 minutes later, all I hear from the back room is, shit. And I was like, is it coming out?
No.
Just no. It's not. So it's sad. Staying in there.
Well, it's a female thing, though. We always have that. We're ready to clean and to help and to assist. It's a thing, you know?
I love the offer and the help. And man, coffee.
Brown on white, rough.
Brown on brown pants, too. There's just a giant puddle of caramel macchiato.
Mm. Starbs?
Starbs.
Mm. Sent you a text.
You sent me a text that I can't get on my computer because I'm not connected to Wi-Fi. So here it is.
Okay. That's true. I didn't think about that. I'm a photographer.
Not
an audio engineer. We've been over this. That's literally the name of one of our episodes.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, because I screwed up the audio on 2 of them, the first episode and episode 5.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was episode 5.
We've already lost track.
Well, you have. I remember my mistakes. Did you get the text?
I got the text.
Okay, cool.
Yes, you see this?
No, you're good. I realized, I was like, dude, it could be bad if, you know what I mean?
If anything goes off, right?
It'd be really bad.
Well, we'll be recording 2 episodes with Callie, so that's exciting.
Ayo,
we originally were just like, oh, we'll just do one, like per guest, and that'll be what we do. And then realized maybe we should, I mean, especially with you having two, it'd be easy. I've talked to a couple of my other friends about them, about the guest spot, and they all say that they're like, yeah, I'm down for one. Sounds kind of cool. A couple of them are like, but that's about all I have to talk with is just one.
You but never know. Like,
Cali is completely different.
With us, I bet we can talk for hours.
So Patrick wants to do two episodes.
Hey.
For sure.
There you go.
And then Kyle's just going to do one. And well, I have a feeling this podcast is going to be very rock climbing centric when he comes on. Amazing. That's his thing.
That's going to be dope.
So yeah, it's going to be great.
I'm not going to have any input.
Also, I am using this brand new mic here. This is a birthday present from Rosa.
Love it.
I'm not a brand new mic.
You're a brand new mic. I have two new mics.
My name is Mike.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Nice to meet you, Kelly.
I don't know if you guys can hear, but there was literally crickets going off.
That should just like.
I know what I'm using for the clip and the short.
Oh yeah. It's the stare. Bro, go on to Epidemic Sounds and input like the cricket sound.
I probably will.
It's going to be so good.
Oh, it's so funny.
Or the windows, do-do-do-do, like when it shuts down.
Or the, what's it one, the wasted one? Or it's just my face.
Wasted. Just the word.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to have fun, Callie, with these edits, apparently.
Sipping my tea again.
You're a professional.
Yeah. Okay, so you can spill the tea too, Callie. What do you do as a photographer? And since I do follow your work, of course, but now I get to hear what's behind the images.
Yeah, so exciting. Oh my gosh. Spill the tea. What do I do as a photographer? Interesting.
Take amazing pictures.
I take pictures.
She's the queen of mini sessions.
Queen of mini sessions, yes.
I do love my minis. I don't know, something special about having like just short photo sessions and like back to back. I'm an energizer bunny. So when it comes down to doing like literally like 15 sessions in one day, like amazing. I love it. Like sign me the heck up. But most everyone's like, you're a lunatic. I'm like, well, you know, that's okay. Yeah. I'll consider myself a lunatic, but whatever. I'm lunatic with fashion.
Lunatic with fashion.
Here we are. Let's see. I started my business I was actually a freshman in high school or college, not freshman in high school, a freshman in college. I went and played college soccer in Utah.
Dope.
And about 6 months in, I was like, you know, this is really not my jam. And so I got a camera for Christmas and went back to Utah and just started taking pictures of everything I could, from the wall to literally my friends that were like walking on campus. And then about 3 months later, I was sitting in my math class. We'll never forget it. Guy turns around. He's like, Kelly, I want you to shoot my wedding. I'm like, I hadn't attended a wedding. I hadn't been to a wedding. I didn't even know what I was going to do at a wedding.
Right.
It was a year and a half later was the wedding. So I'm like, I've got this. $200. Let's do it. So here we are. $200. Charged $200 my first wedding. And when that moment happened, I realized if someone else saw a vision for me that I didn't see, I better take it and run with it. Right. And so I did.
Yeah, okay.
Dope.
So $200. Here's the thing.
Let me tell you,
so
a year and a half later.
So this dude, what was his name?
Aaron, actually.
Aaron. Aaron, okay.
Aaron.
Got one of the like most premier Reno photographers to do a wedding for $200.
Yep.
Like, okay. Like, it blows my mind. Like, it's literally like if we were to, like Bryce, right?
Yeah.
Having support for Bryce and the amazing stuff that he does too. Like, what if, like, if he prints a picture, we buy it for like $20 just to get him going. He blows up bigger than Peter Lick, right?
Oh, Peter Lick.
Bam. Now, I wouldn't sell the picture, but it'd be nice to be like, oh, yeah, you would pay me, you know, $300 million for this, wouldn't you? No. You know what I mean? $200 for a premier photographer? Pff, dope. Because I was doing mine for $500 in Hawaii when I started. But that was only because everything in Hawaii is expensive, and that's what I pitched it. Yeah, whole wedding, $500. And
we didn't know about charging before.
Yeah.
This is true. Me either.
But the first time you ever get a wedding, you're like, $500 sounds good?
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, like, $200.
It's $500
like,
I didn't have.
I mean, people, minimum wage, $9. What if I get paid? $200.
$9 minimum wage.
Oh my
okay.
Gosh.
I'm going to age myself real quick. Look, when I first started working, it was $6. Okay. And then they changed, the law changed. I saw you roll your eyes. They changed it to $6.25 while I was working at Subway, bro. Okay, $6.25 is not enough money for me to deal.
That's $5.12 footlongs.
It's not.
Oh,
it is not.
It's not even a footlong.
$6.25 is not worth dealing with the mouth breathers that came in there sometimes. Okay, yeah, it was. I said pickles. Like, okay, all right, I get it. Like, you smell like onions.
The fog on the glass.
Just that I have to clean.
Yeah,
all the time. Okay. bro. Oh, and you know what? Now that you brought it up, $5 footlongs in Hawaii, not $5. Like $12.
They got sued for that. Do you know that?
Shut up.
Yeah, Hawaii got sued?
No, Subway got sued. Subway.
Yeah. You can't sue Hawaii. We took the land already. Like, what are we going to sue them for?
That's true. That's very true. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. No, it's true. Someone was basically going and getting $5 footlongs, and on their commercials, they're like, $5 footlongs, right. But it was more than $5 every time. And so they got sued for their false marketing.
Rip.
Oh, that's
$5. $5 foot long.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, sign us.
We're not singers either, apparently.
No, definitely not. I was texting Joel. He's the gentleman that runs the building, he's running this podcast space that we're in right now.
Thank you, Joel.
Yeah, Joel, you're amazing. I see the camera right there. I don't know if you're watching us, but, well, I mean, there's our cameras, and I see that one right there. Hi. Anyway. So this place is called Wheeler Car Rental. This is a shameless plug, by the way, but they're nice enough to open up the space that you guys can see here with all the lighting. It was set up this way when we showed up just to run this, and everybody that shows up gets the same thing. Essentially, you can move the room around if you want to, so it makes it unique. But Wheeler Car Rental, very local, one of a kind. They're on Google and stuff. You can find them. Everybody's been super friendly. I haven't met any of the staff yet, but Joel's been super friendly as far as setting us up with all this, which is great. So if you guys have any questions, you guys can message me, and I will give you the information about this place as we go. It's very easy to find as well. We're over near Wells, right off Wells. And the phone number, of course, I scrolled just past it as I was going to say it. If anybody wants to call and ask about any of your car rental needs, if you have family or friends coming to town, is 775-346-5578. And ask for Joel. So thanks again, Joel. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joel.
Thanks, Joel.
Okay, advertisement over.
This is actually like a plug. We have a proper plug.
We do. It's nice.
We're not sponsored, but we're not.
We're not sponsored, but we are Japan. Sponsored.
Sponsored by Japan.
By Japan. Actually, I was telling you this before too. We're gonna help him with photography and video around the place.
Yeah.
To help in the beginning because we're still building our audience. So it's gonna be cool.
It's gonna be so.
It'll be fun. It'll be very fun.
I love collaborations.
Yeah. Same. And keeping it local, keeping it in the community.
Very important.
Very important.
Mm-hmm. So I have some questions for you, madam.
Yeah, let's go.
You're in the hot seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want it.
As the first guest of this podcast, she has to be in the hot seat.
She does.
Absolutely.
So.
Throw me in. Put me in, coach.
So what camera do you shoot with?
Oh, I'm a Canon girly. This is tough.
I'm proud.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I'm Sony now, but. Yeah, I mean, yeah, well, yeah, sure. For, we have we the all, Canon A1s, Canons, of course, obviously. Yeah. That's funny. So Canon. You've been shooting Canon the whole time, or did you start with something else?
Whole time. Always Canon.
Proud of you.
Always.
So your first wedding was Canon too?
Yep. T5i, baby.
Hey, yo. I think that was like one of our beginner camera talks too.
T3i, unfortunately.
Close enough.
They are. I mean, it comes with a new sleeker body style. No, it's the same thing.
From Costco, you know?
Dude,
that Costco deal is too good.
So in Hawaii, have you been to, there was only one Canon seller, like Canon, like licensed seller there. It's on Waialae. It's on the left-hand side.
You're
driving down south.
That's my town.
Right there. Mm-hmm. So there's a camera rental place, and then keep going down the street south, and on the left-hand side of this one, and I do not remember the name. Extremely nice older couple that run it. Super, super sweet. Both of them. They've been doing it forever. And because you're a Canon gal, that'd be maybe a cool place for you to check out.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It's super awesome.
I've seen it. I've walked past it quite a few times. But they're only open specific days. So I got to catch the days on there.
So it's because it's definitely family run. I think his aunt or his niece. I know those are two different parts of the family tree. But one of those two helped them as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
That's it.
Nailed it.
My master's degree in genealogy.
That's what we want.
No, we don't. So Canon.
Yeah, so Canon.
Great. Outstanding. Cool. Mm-hmm.
So good. So good.
You started with mirrored. Was the transition from DSLRs to mirrorless difficult for you?
Let's see. So I went from a T5i to a 6D, and then I went to a 5D, and then went over to my
Mark 3.
Whoa. Yeah, you're right. Shoot. Let me get specific on this one. Mobby.
Look, our tens of tens
like Mark 3, Mark 4.
This is a photography Mark podcast. Two. We will get into the details.
Clearly, someone's like, shoot just a 6D. That's it.
Just the 6D.
Just the 6D. It was a 5D Mark 4.
Nice.
Yep.
That's what I was shooting on, too.
And then went over to the R6. it was definitely a transition. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I was really optimistic about it. I think that was really the hard part about it was when I invested in it, I was like, oh my gosh, the eye tracking, megapixels, mm-hmm. like all the things was just like amped. You know, about 2 years in, I'm starting to have a little bit of a tension, me and Canon. Just eye tracking is not working the way that I expected it to. I've done all the things. I've even called Canon. Like, oh. I've gone to the extent of
wow.
having a phone conversation.
And this is after the firmware update, right?
Yeah, this is with like
was a firmware or software update?
Software
update.
Yeah.
So I can't believe I'm about to give him praise. Jared Polin of Fronos Photos.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
We're 12, what is episode?
Yeah.
13 episodes in, and now you're giving him praise?
I know.
We talked so much shit about him.
Now that I think about it, when I did the intro, I actually didn't cover what episode this is. But anyway, yeah, I'm learning. He set up three cameras. I believe it was the A7 IV by Sony, the Z6 from Nikon, and I think it was the R6 from Canon, all next to each other with different models. Him and another model walking, and then he would do like a serpentine and then on a scooter and stuff, and he gauged to see which one tracked faster, furthest away, and how strong it became. So from what he was saying and from what I've experienced when I shot because I was curious, Canon actually grabs the eye further away than the other two cameras do by a couple feet. But when it comes, once all three of them grab on, Sony sticks harder than all of them by far. And Nikon, unfortunately, just kind of fell behind in those. Originally, the new Nikons, apparently the new ones.
Classic Nikon.
Okay, for once, I didn't say it, but I knew you were going to, so it's fine.
We're just a bunch of haters.
Have to. Smash it.
So, I want.
Where is Nikon these days? Like, truly. Where are they? Like, what's going on with them?
I don't know. Learning. It's like, kind of like the minor league of photography.
Like, imagine like people running and then Nikon's just like slowly, like the slow motion on the back and like, da na na na. What? I'm coming. I'm trying to catch up. Canon's like over here, like running. And then there's Sony that's like.
Sony's at the end. Like, you guys got this. Yeah, he's like, you're doing great.
Yeah, we'll be here. Yeah. We'll be here. Times don't worry. Times keep on going. Just keep going.
Yeah, that's just
not to hate on Nikon.
Okay, so right. We're talking. Nikon, like we were saying though is yeah.
So, from what he was saying and from what I have experienced with myself shooting the different camera bodies, Sony does seem to excel a bit in those, followed immediately by Canon, and then Fuji, and then Nikon. So. It comes to personal preference. Like, if you're doing, like, something slower moving, like weddings, it should be okay. But anytime you do sports, like, that obviously comes into play. But you have more experience shooting weddings with the R6 than I do. So here's the question. Are you going to go for the R5? Are you going to get the right. Are you waiting for the R6 too? Or are you going to switch to Sony?
Switch to Sony.
These are some... Let's
go for door number four.
Oh, yeah. What's door number four?
Ringing in at a whopping $90,000, a phase one, 100 megapixel medium format camera. It's also very heavy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like a camera. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Totally.
I'm not going to lie. I want a phase one just to say that I have one. Like, literally just to brag about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just
keep it in the office and not never use it in your life.
Ever. Yeah. And if anybody looks at it, be like, you owe me $5. Just for looking at it. Yeah.
Just so the eye contact. The loan that
you yeah. put onto the. You looked at my camera, $5. That's for my loan.
I want a foot long, $5.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. You knew this. You know the $5.
Feed me, Seymour, feed me.
So, yeah, what are you going to do?
I am really, the thing that gets me about Sony is colors. Like, Canon really has it on top of their colors. They're that's really good with their that's colors. Just, that's true. And I'm a color person. Like, colors, you look at my edits, you look at the way that I work, like, colors are my jam. And every time I've used Sony, I feel like it's more, it just doesn't run me the right way. But, like, eye tracking, that is also so important to me. So, like, right now I'm sitting in this, like, I feel like I'm in this teeter-totter of, like, well, the colors, but also, like, I'm more focused when I'm shooting. I'm having to think about, is it tracking the eye? Am I actually getting this in focus? And that's so important when you're shooting things that are, like, very memorable. Mm-hmm. You know, lots of proposals, lots of things. And, but it's, like, the colors are so good. And then I actually went back and started shooting with my 5D again. So hear me out on this one.
So you okay? I reverted. Sorry. So do you shoot both at the same time?
So I had both. So now I carry both in my when I shoot any shoots.
So you have CR2 and CR3 files, and as you're editing them, your RAWs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a lot. That's dedication.
Doesn't matter. We do the things.
You do. Right? She's like, I do what I do, and I make it work. Yeah. Shut up.
There's no right or wrong way. Yeah. There's just the way that you do it.
She's like, I'm in the hot seat, DJ.
Yeah. You're a Sony person.
Let me speak.
Get out of here. Because you guys aren't CR3s. What is Sony?
I made this joke before to Aaron. So Sony's RAW files are AWR, and I thought it was funny. I was like, right. Sony can't even spell RAW right. And it's, I know that it's. And Aaron's giving me shit about switching. And I was like, come on, Sony can't even spell RAW right. And Aaron started laughing. And George's like, what do you, oh. I was like, well, I mean, I know it stands for something completely different, but it is AWR. Ironically, though, so when the A7IV came out, these ones right here, when they came out earlier last year, you couldn't edit the pictures on Photoshop and Lightroom. The codec did not pick them up right. Mm-hmm. I bought the R5 from the camera store here, and I took it to San Francisco, and I took one of my favorite pictures I've ever taken, the Lombard Street one. Right. But I couldn't edit that for a month and a half.
I remember that. I remember coming over and talking to you about that.
And all I could show you was like, yeah, look at these TIFF files.
Like one day.
Because I had to download Sony's proprietary editing program, edit the pictures on their end, then export them. And they exported as, I honestly can't remember if it was a TIFF or a DNG, but those were the files that I had to use if I wanted to show anybody. And the colors just weren't there. They weren't what I wanted or anything. So, but yeah, the files were just, it was too new. And you try to upload in Lightroom. Lightroom's like, and it just freaks out. And it just won't even pull. It was like, wait, you don't even have a card in, bro. Like, yes, I do. So, yeah.
I got irritated. What do I do?
That's tough. But you know what also Sony has is weight.
Yes.
The weight. Man, I cannot with Canon lenses and bodies.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't think about that. You're right, because these are the 24-70 GM2s, yeah, and they're very light.
They're super light. Like, I remember holding yours. I'm like, this is what?
Right,
it's a paperweight.
Do you have a Sigma 24-70 or do you have the Canon 24-70?
Canon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a gram difference between the two.
Anything Sigma. I'm literally hardcore.
Like Canon
till the end.
You've never shot Sigma before?
No, I've never shot Sigma.
Okay, when you and I do our friends shoot, I want you to try the 35 prime Sigma that I have on that Sony. And see if you like it.
Okay, you're just dropping little seeds for me to get a Sony. Like this is strictly your point. This is how you do this.
Sony bought me off, man.
Yeah,
there's a lot of money. There's a lot of zeros.
I want them to buy me off so I can pay for my student loans.
Yeah, okay, right. Sony sponsored. You're right.
We all went completely different directions with our sponsorship money.
He's like, pay my student loans.
I just want to have money. He's like, student loans, buy.
I'm like, I'll switch from Canon.
Yeah. This is different reason. But you've never really shot like anything other than native glass. Because the Sigma 85, that's what I used a lot on my previous stolen body.
Ooh.
That was a.
Oh, you did it.
So crazy. But the Sigma 85 was money. I used that a lot. That like lived on my camera.
Oh, I love the 85s.
Yeah.
But it's so interesting that I just love all my Canons. Like they're all Canon.
But I also think it was so hard for me to switch. We talked about it too. Like native glass on your native camera is just a lot better.
It's different. But also with getting the mirrorless, then you have to have the adapter. So you're really not.
Right.
Then you're going to an EF. Plus, my RF lens got stolen, so I'm right there with you.
Oh, that's right.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Short plug.
If you're listening to this and you think you're like, oh, I'm cool, you're not. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No.
I talked about this before. If you steal from anybody, like if you're a thief of any kind, don't listen to my podcast. I don't want you here. Yeah. I don't want you near any of my friends.
Yeah, ow.
it's so like, why, bro? Like we work so hard for the stuff that we have. We work so hard to improve our craft, and you're just gonna take stuff from us. That's why San Francisco is so risky to shoot in.
Mm-hmm.
When I was there.
Totally.
67 break-ins a day.
I got my car got broken into. My windows got bashed in when I was there.
Gosh.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Her?
Stacy.
Stacy.
I know.
Stacy's windows?
Poor Stacy.
Stacy's a beast, bro. Like
Stacy's a beast. I lived in my car. I lived in my car for 8 months. Stacy was my home. Still kind of like really is like a part-time home for me.
Yeah. And surprisingly, did not smell like an apartment, though.
No, I sage it. I palisanto her. She's done, baby.
She gets bad at the juju.
Yeah,
like, get out of here.
Of course.
Go away.
Yeah, get out.
Get out.
We don't need you here. We don't need any of it.
Golly. Be gone.
Be gone. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
It's a thing. This is truly a thing.
I hope you don't mind, but I talk to a lot of people about you. and it's all bad stuff.
Expect nothing less.
So a lot of people, there's every, like when, like when you hang out, we, you know, take a picture, post whatever, people are like, oh, who's this? And I tell them, oh, it's Kelly. And I point them towards your social media. And I tell them that we were talking about this in the last episode. Mm-hmm. Me personally, and you can hit me from there. I know you can. You don't have a knife, do you? Okay.
She so might.
Out of the 100% amazingness that is your career, 90% of that to me is your knowledge and your skill and your know-how, editing, all that kind of stuff. But that 10%, I think is what actually makes you successful. That 10% is what makes you you. And that's your personality, your energy, the rapport that you build with your clients, which is why I was drawn to you so much when I first saw you, because I try to do the same thing. I try to meet, like, that's in, it's in my contract. It's in my stipulations for any photo shoot that I do, is I try to meet my clients ahead of time. But your rapport with your clients, that's how people come back to you all the time. And so that's my breakdown of your skill. But I tell everybody, like, I was like, she works really hard. She lives in her car. She doesn't care. She's got like the gypsy thing going on, and she loves it. And she rocks it, and like, you would never know. You know what I mean? Like, you never, you like, roll out of the back seat, look like you just, you know what I mean? Like, nobody would ever know.
Here's Cecily. I didn't have a mirror for so long. I'm like, I don't even know what I look like today.
And you had your mom's van for a little bit too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dude, you should have seen this van.
Sick.
Dude, oh my amazing. God.
It was a Sprinter?
It was a Ram ProMaster. Ram. Yeah. She took off to Florida, and I was like, I'm taking over the van. So I took it over, and it was epic. It was so nice to have like a new space, but also I actually enjoyed the car more, which is funny. Really? Yeah. Yeah. In a very interesting way.
Why?
Because I didn't have to like have this massive space. Like, okay. So like, imagine you move into a new place, right? DJ just moved into a new place.
Yes, sir.
You have these new noises. You have these new sounds, and you're like adjusting to them. Okay, well, now put that into a space with like four wheels. Now you're like out somewhere new. You're hearing these new noises. You're hearing a new crack here. You're hearing a new like bang on this side. You're going to bed. You're hearing these things. Like, I just had that new type of adjustment. And when I was in my car, I like knew that I had access to every point in my car at all times. And I knew that I could like see left when I dropped down the bed. Like, I couldn't see out here. And it was almost overwhelming, which is so funny. Like, I've truly embraced this act of minimalism to the utmost perfection. And can you believe that a van was too big for me?
No, that's insane.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, well, okay, so
it's too much.
So, okay, I can compare a little bit. So, we never had like huge houses growing up. We were comfortable as a family. We were fine, but we just lived in like smaller homes. Mm-hmm. I joined the Army at 17. Went to Germany when I was 18.
Thank you for your service.
My pleasure. Appreciate it. And I was always used to smaller rooms. Like this room that we're in right now is a little bit smaller than the normal room that I'm used to. And I, all the way up until I got out in 2015, that's what I was used to. Then I moved into a small room in my friend's house, and then my next friend's house. And then I found my first apartment, which is 127 square feet. And then I moved into my next apartment, which was 250 square feet, which is like a mansion to me. So I was so used to that smaller size. When I moved into the house over here out in Cold Springs, it was too big for me because it was just me, right? Mm-hmm. And that was 3-bedroom, 2-bath.
Right.
And I was like, well, I'll just have guests over all the time. And I did, but the rest of the time they weren't there, it sucked.
Yeah.
It's completely empty. So the place I have now for me, perfect.
Totally.
Just me and the cat.
Well, it's also like so different too when you have like windows and walls and just like being in like, being inside a building, like moving to Hawaii was definitely an experience and like transition for me to have like, oh my gosh, I have a closet. Like, whoa, I'm hanging up my clothes. Like I'm showering or I'm like sleeping in a bed. Like that was such a concept to me that was out of my norm. I mean, I did about in total about a year and a month and a half on the road. And gosh, it just like, but the cool part about living on the road that I really believe was that my car was my whole house in a way, but like my car was just like where I was sleeping and nature got to be my home. Mm-hmm.
That's true. I did see a lot of your posts where you'd have the back of the car open and you just have like your feet kicking out and you have like so your good food in front of you.
Yes.
Whatever vegan monstrosity you're eating.
Okay.
You actually vegan?
Plant-based.
Yeah. She's a lawnmower. That's what I call them, lawnmowers.
Yeah. Give me all that green. All the green, baby.
But I see those pictures and it just motivates me. The car that I bought it for the same exact reason. Cause I like to go camping. I camp
in my car.
I'll
never forget when DJ calls me. Callie. I can't wait to do what you do. Like, what? He's
Because like, I had that Fiat before.
Sends me a link. I'm like, dope. The car that I wanted. Sick.
I didn't know.
Like, me and Ivory and Stacey are going to have a little fun times, huh? Cool. You're four-wheel drive? I'm not. Love that.
I felt bad after that. She's like, she's sitting down. And she's like, oh, this is exactly what I wanted. And I was like,
yeah, sorry. So cool. I mean, see him a week later. I'm like, he's like, I've got the net. He had more stuff prepared for life on the road. I'm like, I've done this for how long? And I have none of that.
Exactly. Which is why I gave you a home defense item.
You did.
Yeah. To help because it made me feel better. And I just bought a an axe for the car too. So I, not for like. But like firewood.
Wait, you know, one more time. Yeah,
nice. So
I feel like this might have been a bit much, but you know. But yeah, so for wood and stuff, I just literally just picked it up today. But
for wood and stuff, huh?
Wood and stuff, mannequins. Wooden. What's the other stuff?
Yeah.
Well, the next person that cuts me off will find out.
Heyo,
ouch.
And in Reno, that could be anybody.
That could be anybody.
It's dangerous here.
It's true.
So you've been in Hawaii for 3 months now.
I moved there December 29th. Of last year.
Okay.
Yeah. So crazy. What island?
No, Oahu.
Nice. You've been to other islands yet?
So I actually moved to Oahu, never been to Oahu, but I had been to Kauai and the Big Island. Loved both of those. And then I just got to go to Maui for the first time, which was such a cool experience because the last time that I was actually there was in the womb. My mom was 7 months pregnant, and she was living on Maui. My mom was a photographer. She was a whale photographer with film. She shot all film of
whales. I love your mom, by the way. She's so cute. She's so awesome.
Love her. And we got to go back together, which was like such a magical experience. It was her first time going back since she left with me in her stomach. And then we got to go back, me now living out there. It was just like this whole synchronistic, beautiful experience.
And your guys' smiles were just amazing. Like I was following every time you're like, Callie uploaded a new picture into this album, and I was like, view.
Oh.
Amazing. Super happy about everything. It was dope. And we've been playfully talking about going to Molokai.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's my favorite island by far. Yeah, it's going to be, we definitely will. I have a contact there to get a rental car too for us.
Amazing.
So he actually just messaged me a couple days ago. And ironically, his name is Mike.
Oh.
There's a lot of mics.
Lots of new mics, huh?
There's a lot of new mics.
Oh, yeah. Catching on.
That one.
Got it. We're here.
Crickets again. Oh,
goodness. But Hawaii's amazing. Gosh, one of a kind. Definitely such an experience. Hawaii.
So can I put you on blast for a second?
Absolutely.
Like he always does.
So when you're more than welcome to call me out because I am not perfect. But I bought this camera bag like 7 years ago. It's a 42-liter Gitzo, and I love this bag. It's sturdy. It's amazing. It covers everything I need. I can carry it on the plane. And when Callie moved, she's like, I have so much stuff, and I wish I had a little more space or whatever. And I was like, well, you can borrow my camera bag and take it with you. And she's like, what kind of camera bag is that? And I was like, it's like this one. I showed her. She's like, that's perfect. And she just like left, and I never heard from her again. So she carried everything to Hawaii in the bag. And I have this AirTag. I have one AirTag on my motorcycle, and I have an AirTag in the camera bag. So I messaged Callie one day. This is like, I don't think I've seen the bag for months at this point, but I knew you're busy. But I sent her a message. I was like, hey, are you at this address? And she's like, yeah, yes. Why? And I was like, I just wondering. And I told her that I was like, there's a tag in my bag. And the pass was closed. She was in Sacramento?
Yeah.
Pass was closed. So she's like, I can't bring it to you right now because the pass is closed. I was like, no, it's cool. I'm just, you know, messing with you, whatever. So I watch my bag go to Hawaii. Okay, she goes back to Hawaii. And I called you. I called you like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do you want to know where it is? And she's like, yes.
Let me hold the phone. Hold my beer. Let me just also put this on that I was so frustrated with the fact that I couldn't find out where the AirTag was in the bag.
The whole point of the AirTag.
But in my defense, I forgot that it was in there. I wasn't like tracking you. But I hid it so that nobody could find it, because if somebody steals my camera bag while I'm en route to the location, I'm calling the cops.
But the worst is that it makes noises when you move it.
So I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
Doesn't know this, really. Huh.
The bag never left my side. How would I know?
Or it alerts everyone that's around me. It's like popping up on my friends' phones. They're like, do you have an AirTag? I'm like, I don't know. Do I have an AirTag? I don't know. Who's following me? Who's stalking me? Where is it? No. Couldn't figure it out. You want to hear the funniest story? So all of a sudden, I have this big old bag. I'm like, DJ, he calls me. We're on the phone. He's like, do you want to finally know where it's at? I'm like, yeah, I would love to know where this AirTag is. He's like, check under the foam. I'm like, okay. So I lift the bag up. Well, what had been happening was I would lift the bag up and the AirTag would slide to the other side. So I would open it up and it wouldn't be there. And I would hear it ding-a-ling-ling. So I would stick the bag to my ear and it would go down. And then I would check in the other side and it would slide down to the bottom. This was repetitive. Not going to lie. I felt really idiotic, like a damn lunatic. I was like, DJ? I'm like, it makes noise. He's like, it makes noise. Really, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
I really didn't know.
Got to be kidding me. It's still so, you know, claimed fame. I classic Cali left it in Hawaii.
So and that was the other thing. I was like, hey, did you bring my bag
you're like,
with
you're
you?
In Reno?
And she's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, you left the AirTag in Hawaii. And like, it was, this is exactly how the conversation went. Hey, did you bring my bag this time? Yeah, it's in the car. Okay, cool. Cause you left the AirTag in Hawaii. Fuck.
Just didn't want you to watch me anymore. Just need you to stalk me.
You know what would've been really funny? And I would have laughed. Like, what if you gave it to like one of your friends or something?
Right.
And it just like, I see it like slowly moving around and be like, somebody stole my bag. Somebody stole my bag. Cali, somebody stole my bag with your stuff in it. Please get my AirTag back. By the time I get that AirTag back, I'm going to have to replace the batteries again.
Oh, get out. Oh, come on. Wrong.
You owe me $25.
Yeah. Okay. Price of fee.
$25.
Wrong.
Loan. Wrong. Loan fee.
Yeah. Yeah. Loan fee. Deej fee.
The Deej fee. Oh, there it is.
That's a tariff.
That's a tariff. It crossed seas. You're going to need to, you're going to pay duty on that one. Thank you.
Duty free.
Goodness gracious. But shout out to you. The bag's amazing. Getso bags. Love it. It's so phenomenal. I truly didn't realize how much camera gear I had until going to Hawaii. Like moving everything out of my car. I was like, I think I'm okay. Like I don't have a ton. I have a total of 11 lenses.
Oh my.
Well, you were trying to downsize a little bit when you moved, right? You were like,
oh, I downsized everything but my camera stuff. I have three bodies. I still have my 60, still have my 5D, and have my R6. And I have my film, and I have my my vlog camera.
That's like more than the film's car that you're living.
Yeah, shout out to the A1. A1. I have a little bit of difficulties with it. I did have some film not work, but, you know, it's okay.
Temperature. We were talking
it's
about
a learning process.
Film is hard.
But it was of the Eddie iCow, and I shot the entire day on film, and turns out I just put the film in wrong.
Mm.
It was all a me problem. And you know what? You learn the hard way. It's okay.
The thing is like I can't even judge you. I can't believe I'm gonna call myself out right this. I did a shoot with a friend of mine the other day and I brought my my Yashica and my Canon A1 with me for the shoot. It was loaded with film. I couldn't remember what film was in it, but I had the ASA meter set. So I was like, I'm just gonna take some pictures and if it comes out cool, and I didn't charge her, you know. Hanging out the entire day, I take pictures, I go to wine both of them, they're empty. We spent an hour and a half on Wendy Hill with her car. She has a really, really nice car. And her dog. Adorable. Lucky, I know you know I'm talking about you. And there was nothing. They were completely empty. But she was so cool about it. She's like, eh, whatever. Shit happens. And I'm like, I guess.
Yeah, but that feeling, that pit feeling.
Exactly.
What is that? It's
exactly.
That. It's different.
Man. I remember when I turned in my roll of film and Aaron calls me and like 30 minutes later is like, hey, your film is all overexposed. And damn it, I spent a whole day trying to shoot film, and now it's just ruined.
Oh, gosh, the worst is when I got the email. It was like, you have two blank blank films. Oh. They both came back with nothing on them. I'm like, you can't be serious. You cannot be serious. Like, there's no way. I remember calling them. I'm like, what happened? What happened? They're like, it's not exposed at all. So then I went back into the good old shout-out to Treehouse. And
I'm glad you like them. Oh,
love them. Such gems there. Sweet. Angels. Walk back in. I'm like, so what happened? She's like, let me show you how to put the film in. I'm like,
unfortunately.
That's cute.
Can I, the lady you talked to, is she the kind of shorter black hair Asian?
Oh, gosh. DJ.
I don't remember her name. That's why. But she was coincidentally, she was always the one that I ended up talking to when I was in there.
No, this one's like tall. Tall like me. And blonde.
Mike, did you hear that?
She's tall. She is tall.
I am tall.
I want to give her a hug. I was like, oh, she's the same height as me.
She had to bend down to hug you, Gimli.
Isn't it interesting how you like don't really know like the height of someone until you like meet them? You're like, are they 5 foot? Or are they like 6 foot? Are they like tall? Are they not? My legs are the longest. That's
my
like,
legs are the shortest.
All legs.
Shout out to episode 4 where I talk about short legs.
Short legs.
Oh, 29 inches, baby.
Oh, you know what? That's complete and total random tangent. Sorry.
Squirreling.
To wrestling. Classic. WWE. Stacy Keibler, 42 inch legs.
No shot.
And she insured them, bro.
Insured?
Dude, yeah, because that was her signature thing.
That's so.
That was her thing.
I want to measure my legs now.
If you have 42 inches, you better sell.
Bro.
Start something.
What did you, you played sports in school, right? You played
basketball, soccer, and swim.
Basketball, that's right, yeah.
All and three.
Swim. Talk about swim. We can talk about that on the next one. I'm curious too.
We're going to get back into golfing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're horrible at it, but it's fun. Nope.
What? You haven't played with me yet.
Sorry, I'm horrible.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you're good? Mm. Are you like a professional?
My sister's a professional golfer.
Yeah, like on Rocket League?
No, like she legitimately is a professional golfer.
Well, I would like some tips from her, please.
Yeah,
I also I took lessons as a kid.
Rocket League?
Golf? Yes.
Golf.
Diamond? Are you a diamond?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Are you?
Yeah, are you? Dude, nerds. Okay, so, no, nerds. Okay, hold on. Let me, so I threw that joke in there because it was just going to be an inside thing, but now Callie wants to make a thing. We're going to make a thing. You ready? Here's the thing. So, I love Rocket League. One of my favorite games. I love that game. It's difficult. It's very difficult. I'm diamond, which is not a high rank. It's like, it's just barely below, like, mid. Like, I'm barely above average. But.
Barely.
She called me and she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm playing Rocket League. And she's like, what? Rocket League? You play Rocket League? She's like, you don't play Rocket League. I was like, I'm literally playing it right now. And then I sent her some clips and she's like, and she was bragging about how you were diamond too, you said, right? And I still don't know because I know you had been drinking that night. So I still don't know. She's like, Rocket League, for sure. Like not even like, I'm not to this day, I'm not even sure if you ever actually played that game.
I've ever done in my life. Let's try that. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here we go. Here's the thing. Is some of the stuff that you text me, that's what I read it and you're like,
This is the next like pose for all our photo shoots. You just got to do this.
Put the hair.
With your hair?
No. Don't do
was that. Was that good? Was that elegant?
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah? No, okay, cool.
One of a kind.
I'm glad we're doing video so people saw that. Yeah. Classic. So, so did you ever actually play the game?
Yeah, okay. I did.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Rocket League nerds. But we talked about League of Legends.
That's
which
true.
We never talked about what your ranking was because I never got to your ranking. Blah.
I don't really take rank seriously. I just play it just because.
Oh no, yeah. DJ takes it serious.
Not League. No, because if you take League serious,
you want to punch your monitor.
Yes, or whatever's around you. You see how this gray right here on my beard
from League of Legends
from League.
Rough.
Oh,
it's Rocket League now.
It's frustrating, and it's not even the game itself; it's the community. And anybody toxic. That plays the game for more than a few months knows what I'm saying. It is easily like the most toxic community that exists.
Truth.
Like, there's a reason that Riot put in mute all as a command.
Truth.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I digress.
Yeah. Good.
Rocket League, and then golf. So your sister's a professional golfer.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's so cool. She was killer in high school, and then she went to Colorado State and was on a full ride there. And then as soon as she left college, she went pro.
That's so awesome. Yeah. Good for her. Is she still playing?
So stoked. She is now coaching right now. She's coaching for a school in Dallas.
That's dope.
And then she does like traveling pro, so she'll go to like different tournaments and then like show up on the tee box and hit with the pro or whatever. Like,
that's cool.
Shoot with the pro.
Do you get to see her very often?
Somewhat, kind of. She just ran a half marathon. Shout out to you, Katrina. I'm so proud of you.
I got winded just hearing that. So.
I'm like,
don't run.
Don't golfers walk, not run? But she ran. I'm like, come
on. There is speed golfing. Cool. If you've ever watched
like
speed
dating?
Speed golfing.
Yeah, so you hit it off the tee, you run towards your ball.
Nope. Okay, I'm love
tired.
That.
And then hit it again, and then you run.
See, that's the thing about golf. I just don't have patience for it. Like, I was the one. What? I don't have patience for golf.
Just golf?
Just golf.
That's why she's
get
the queen
out
of
here.
I was going to say she's the queen of, what is it, mini sessions?
Yeah.
She's just
that's
fast.
What I mean. Like, I was like, just golf, really? Like,
so fast.
Okay, guys, so we're going to do 5-minute sessions and post. Get out of here. And post. Get out of here.
Wrong.
Post, leave.
Absolutely not. Anyone that knows me does my mini sessions. They're like, that was 20 minutes?
Oh, yeah,
I feel like it was
by.
Eternity.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Queen
so
of the mini
cool.
sessions. I seriously, like going back to your career real quick, I love everything you've done. So far with your life, with your career, you still find a way to, you know, maintain a relationship with not just your clients, but with your friends, which is very difficult with as much moving and stuff you do. And, you know, I had a very deep conversation about that a long time ago about that kind of stuff because it can be hard to stay in contact with friends and family and stuff like that. So
very true.
But I applaud you for everything that you have done. I think it's awesome. And obviously working with Bryce is pretty cool too. I can't wait to have him on here.
Yep.
It's going to be super
Bryce
cool.
Be on here.
And that picture is just so funny. I'm going to ask him about that too, like to talk to him, like pick his brains. I'm glad you're our first guest. I kind of wish Bryce was on before you though, so I could like get some like dirty laundry or something. Like, she tripped on this rock and fell like 30 feet. And then, you know, something like that. I don't know. It'd be funny to like be like, oh, so I heard you're clumsy.
Oh, here we go again with a hand flip.
That was a double.
The hands. I don't know what's going on here.
There's some jazz something, hands in here. Yeah.
He gets this little like accent, like right. thinking that I like talk like that or something. Like I don't
ever since I was Cali a kid, girl. I don't know why. Ever since yeah. I was a kid, whenever I do like a sarcastic female voice, it comes like this, and I don't know why.
It's Cali,
but it's always been like that. But like
Cali Valley.
Oh my God, Cali, the Valley girl,
Cali Valley.
Oh my God, like did you see that? The pictures I just took. It was like 20 minutes, but it felt like four. Oh four. My God. Hair flip.
Oh yeah, you're gonna meet Bryce and you'll be like, this is a whole different personality.
Oh geez, yeah, I'm sure.
He's so calm. He's very collect, like not saying that you're
yeah, no, it. Totally.
Like, he's very mellow. For sure. And then he's actually like when I first met him, I was like, damn, he's kinda tall. It's like mm-hmm. shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm short. 5'8". Short.
Is 5'8" average for men, isn't it? 5'4" for females, I think, and then 5'8" for males, I think.
I don't know.
Maybe 5'10". Yeah, I don't know. I looked it up because I was curious. Because I'm 5'11".
Okay, I can't wait for you to hear no stories about me falling off of rocks.
Check out that brag, 5'11".
5'11" with a little mouth lick. If you, I'm gonna zoom in on that.
Oh my God. Oh my. Oh, you know what? I just forgot about. I just realized just now. You have the opportunity to make like a lot of really funny thumbnails.
I know.
For the videos. I'm excited. So one of them just be like, so like, suppose.
Yep. That's it. I'll screen grab that.
And, that's and we will that. Lose our tens of listeners right there.
Tens of tens. It's true.
It is true.
Tens of tens is great.
Oh my gosh. So good.
So anyway. Coming up to the end of the first episode, our first special guest appearance.
Part one.
And we will do part two later. But I wanted to thank you again for being on the show. You are amazing.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah. First guest. So glad to be here. So grateful. Love this. Yeah. So glad I got to be here with Mike. Got to meet you. Hey-o. Got to be in person with yes. you. Finally. Dude, just like, he follows you on Instagram. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I love that. Can't wait to meet him. So cool.
Yep.
So excited.
Super dope.
Round two.
Mike's pretty round cool. Round two. Guy, he's pretty cool.
I am.
If you guys made it this far, I appreciate it as always. Thank you very much, and we will see you guys next time.
Later.
Bye.